Yeah. Tonight, we're going to have a little Instagram Live, hopefully with Jesse Nelson. He's got some stuff going on, so who knows if he'll be able to join us or not. If he can't, then we'll just do we'll copy Shock Therapy, and we'll do throw it out there Thursday. Maybe we'll give you guys some stickers or a KMC hat or something. But, yeah, so we're going to talk with Jesse a little bit if he's able to join. I know he's got a lot of stuff going on, but, yeah, maybe we'll be able to join in and talk to him for a little bit. He's got a lot of stuff going on too, man. Like really cool stuff. So we'll see what he has going. But anyways, we just do this like checking in thing every Thursday, kind of behind the scenes, talk to the people that you don't get to talk to all the time or you want to talk to all the time. What's up, Braden? How are you, dude? Yeah. So when Jesse jumps on, leave your KMC at home. Hey, I got the KMC bike behind me, dude. It's better than a hat. Yeah, so anyways, we'll see what's up with Jesse. And like I said, kind of talk with everybody. So if you guys have any questions for Jesse, hit us in the comments right here. And then if you watch it like tomorrow or something, just hit us in a DM or whatever. So, oh, yeah, Chris Blaze. Or maybe that's Patty that's joining. What's up, Joe? How are you? We're just going to see if we can talk with Jesse a little bit. Braden, we're going to talk to Jesse Nelson a little bit today. Hopefully he's able to jump on here. I know he's been super busy, so we'll see if he can jump on. But, yeah, man, the Silver State 300 is coming up too. So that's going to be pretty interesting. I know a lot of you guys are getting prepared for that. So we'll wait. Here we go. Hold on, Jesse. Let me figure this shit out real quick. Let me search for you real quick, Jess. There we go. All right. It should send you a request real quick, Jesse. Hopefully you can jump on. I'm trying to see if I can come up to Vegas to Reno, but there was a couple changes in some of the stuff and some of the trips that we were going to go on. Looks like we might be going to Baja instead. So, man, they didn't have to twist my arm too much for that one. I definitely want to get out of Mexico, so we'll see. Mexico should be super fun. A lot of people have been talking about going to Mexico. We got some cool, I don't know what you want to call it, some cool projects going on with Racing Tracks and a couple other people that are going to be pretty rad. Yeah, dude, tacos, for real. So we'll see what happens. It says it's trying to connect with Jesse, but I don't know if he'll be – who knows where he's at, man. He might be out in the wild doing some cool photo shoot or something. Hit us with some comments and some questions and stuff right now if you either want to ask Jesse or, I don't know, hit me with some cool questions too. Doesn't look like Jesse's able to join. I did, dude. I just sent it to you. I just invited you, son. Here, sending it again. It said send request. Instagram is so dumb these days, man. It's been giving me shit the last two times, too. We tried to get a few people to join. It wouldn't work at all. Last time, somebody had to upgrade their app. I just updated my Instagram app, so maybe update your app really quick, Jesse. Maybe you got to update your app, and then it'll work for you. Yeah, I invited him. I don't know. Is there another way to invite him? It just says the camera button, and it has a plus, and then you can type in their name, and then it just says invite, request to join. So who knows? Yeah, Baja might be kind of cool. I don't know if this is Chris or Patty, but yeah, Baja would be sick to be able to go down there. I want to go pre-running bad, man. Just go down there and hang out. Be so fun. I don't know. The only thing I got is YXZ, though. Somebody else want to give us a pre-runner truck? Yeah, Jesse, it's telling you, it said you had to upgrade your app. That's what it says. Yeah, I pressed the request at the bottom, Braden. It just told me it popped up with a red message. It said Jesse needs to upgrade his app. Get your shit together, bro. What's up, Johnny? Trying to get Jesse on real quick. We'll see what happens. What kind of racing you guys got going on this weekend? I know Silver State, but is there any other stuff? Where are you going to go, Braden? Maybe riding or something? Dude, I'm going to try to hit either this mini bike riding this weekend. Oh yeah, here we go. Dude, let's see if Jesse can jump on now because it asked me finally, so. Oh,
What's happening?
you had to upgrade your app.
Yeah, I did. Luckily, it worked good because we have bad service where I'm at.
Are you
What's that?
up here?
Yeah, I am.
Right on. Yeah, dude, I just want to check in with you, man. You got a lot of shit going on. Well, at least I haven't talked to you in a while. It seems like social media has been popping off for you.
Dude, it's been a lot of stuff going on. I'm pretty burnt out at the moment, but we went camping last weekend, Emily and I did, and with my brother and family, so that was cool. But yeah, I'm just smoked, dude. It was like 90 degrees today, and I was outside doing stuff, working in the garage, and just burnt.
Are you doing pretty good with your program, though? That much effort, all of a sudden.
Looks great, doesn't it? Looks awesome, huh?
You're gonna have to wait till tomorrow, wash that mud off, huh?
Dude, this is from Taft. Huh?
I don't know. Hank says going back to the riverbed, so you can smoke all of us in the jeeps.
Oh yeah, I'm going to the riverbed Saturday night. I'll be there. And then
Don't need to wash it off then. You can just go rip.
not the race car. I'm gonna take that. I'm taking my RS1 to a local track that I just grew up riding and stuff for fun. I'm gonna take that out and just shake it down, see where I can adjust maybe suspension wise, and then wash that thing after tomorrow, make a couple changes if we need it, and then get back to driving the turbo.
Tim, what's up, dude? Tim over at UPR said, what's up? That seat that you got is
Oh,
sick, dude.
yeah, you're the whole reason behind that, George.
Yeah, that thing is official, man.
That is hands down the best thing that I've gotten for any of my cars. Like, as far as an upgrade goes and anything like that, like, it has been the best thing ever for me.
I told you, dude, it's like number one now. You're not gonna be able to live without it. Hey, I have to sit in the hot lava, but like that hot. Like to mold it around your body.
Oh, it's so weird, huh?
Yeah. Like I was sitting there and I'm like, you guys have anything to drink? I think I'm overheating.
Oh, you're tripping. It was cold though, 'cause they stayed so late and poured that seat for me. So it was getting kind of chilly too, so it wasn't too bad, but pretty cool process in how they do that. And just those guys are awesome. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. How did you feel when you got in there? Did you have like something in the middle of your legs or no?
Yeah, kind of like how yours is in the middle. And then I just take like oh, here we go. It's right here. I just take like a little strap like this with some plumbing insulation, and then I just tape around it. So that's why it's padded. And I just put that around my legs, and that seems to work pretty good.
Dude, that's badass.
Yeah, so I just do that. I have a few different sizes. So I have a short one for the RS1, a little bit longer one for like the Pro XP. Outside right now, I've got my four seater's torn apart right now completely. It's got all kinds of stuff going on with that. And then my Hammer's car is, I was ripping in the riverbed the other night. It's probably like 11 o'clock or so, in the evening, and came over this little rise, landed, and broke my tie rod. So had to. I luckily that thing had the my Hammer's car has the winch, so he just like popped the tie rod down to the A arm, and then winched it to the A arm, and they got me back.
Yeah, just rigged it, MacGyver.
Yeah, and I just got the parts for that. So that thing that's out here, and I was working on that earlier, and just burnt out. Just
Work like
what's that?
you've had those times in motocross though too. How much work and you're just up.
Yeah, I'm just far. It's a lot of work. Just nonstop, just cranking stuff out, you know, trying to as much as I can, but just kind of cruising with it.
Do you know who Chris Blades is?
Yeah. I
So,
didn't watch. Did you guys already do the episode with him?
yeah, we did it on Monday, but I was gonna say, I think he was a little bit before your time at Kate Red Bull KTM, but you're talking about, dude, he put in so much work to racing like Dakar and all the endurance events and stuff that he did. And he's like telling me, he's like, but four wheels is like way more than twice as much.
It's what?
It's like way more than twice as much work. Like what you're saying right now, like,
Oh, it's yeah, it's not, I mean, as far as driving goes and all that, it's not bad at all. It's just working on them. I mean, especially for me, I mean, well, and him too. It's just like one thing after another, you're always just chasing things, or you're trying to do this, that, whatever, make things better, or just go drive, which, like, my play car usually is always pretty dialed. It never has really that much issues. Look at that comment. You ready for the river Saturday?
dude, he's so.
Huh?
You're so ready. Take a break.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I did last weekend a little bit. We went camping for 3 days, but the track I was telling you about that I'm gonna go probably test it at tomorrow. I took our skidster out there on Friday or Saturday, or no, Thursday night. I took the skidster out there, and then I spent all day Friday while my family was camping at the lake. I went to there to the track and worked on it for a while, and then I did the same thing on Saturday, and then hung out Sun Saturday the rest of Saturday, and then we left Sunday morning. But yeah, I need to go do something.
What were you doing in the track? Were you like making jumps and berms and stuff?
So there used to be, so back when I used to ride out there all the time, Nathan Woods and I used to have a works loop and a couple GP tracks in the woods and stuff like that. And then none of them have been touched for so long that a lot of trees and like stuff have fallen into the like track or onto the trails and stuff. So I was just clearing stuff out and made a couple little sections that were new and different, but just kind of cleaning stuff up.
Are you gonna be able to rip side course?
What's that?
Are you gonna be able to rip side on there?
Oh yeah, no problem. That was another thing too. I was just kind of widening stuff up, playing around with the track, and I'll get some videos for you to check it out. It's pretty cool. I mean, it'll be good.
Into this freaking tractor life.
Dude, I love it. I enjoy being on in equipment. It's fun.
Dude, it looks super cool. I mean, it gives you so much creative freedom.
Yeah, like, 'cause I'll just go out there, I'll crank the radio, and I'll start cruising around, and I'll burn through a tank of fuel and no problem, and just keep going.
Hey, so I heard that you might have a couple new sponsors.
I've got a couple. I've got some really good people behind me this year. And actually, even for a while, I have got a few new ones, some old ones, and just kind of maintaining relationships. Of course, Polaris has always been, great to me, and 4L Parts as well. Troy Designs, that's kind of a given, I think, for a lot of people. Method Wheels, BF Goodrich Tires, Authentic Wraps, VP Fuels, and then I got a beer company now, so that's been great. It's been a long time coming. Like, the people that are around 805 used to be in Moto as well, and we've almost had cross paths before working together with some of the people that are there, and finally things just kind of came together, which I've been shooting for it for a long time, and I'm just stoked that I finally got it inked down on paper, which is what we've been shooting for.
Dude, that's super cool. Not only is that cool for you, but because there hasn't been many, well, I don't want to say alcohol companies, but there are companies like that have jumped on board for supporting side. I don't want to take it away, but it pretty much.
Sorry, you're cutting out a little bit. Yeah, I mean, there's always those energy drink companies, or the energy bars and things like that. It's always energy, energy, but there's never like alcohol or not never, but there's, I feel like alcohol is not really a big thing because it's probably because it's racing. I don't know why water companies don't get involved in sports like that, or even Gatorade. I don't know. Just thinking outside the box.
I always think too, but kudos. And that's sick.
Yeah, it's been great. And I'm so excited. It's yeah, good group of people, family oriented kind of business, I'd say, a company. And which is local to where I grew up too.
Dude, I'm a huge.
Yeah, so like where we, when we go into the riverbed and we go drive our trails and stuff, that property where we parked and where we park and stuff is actually owned by Firestone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which Firestone is 805.
Yeah, exactly. The Dune and Destroy boys just said what's up.
Oh, yeah. Dude. That's
cool. Out there in Glamis?
What was that?
Did you see that jump that they were hitting out there in Glamis? It's like this big table, but it's got kind of a landing.
I didn't see that.
Dude, it was sick. Like, it looked like it was probably 5% speed in a Turbo Razor 4.
Dude, why aren't you out there in your car ripping around?
Oh, I would die, dude. That jump is massive.
Who was hitting it?
John from Dune and Destroy, and he's got a 4-seater turbo car. He was going.
Damn.
It was like when you landed, it would freaking compress your back hard. I don't think it would feel good for either of us.
Yeah, I'm not into the jump. I'm all like, when people want to go send the dunes and stuff, which is cool. Kevin, you're scared because you're a pussy. like the dunes and stuff like that, when people go searching for jumps and they want, like, which is cool, but I just hate flatland and stuff. I always want to find stuff that's like a little bit more technical, which is kind of hard to find sometimes, but I guess, you know, to each your own.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Especially coming from... Is that the wife?
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing. She's cleaning.
I don't know if she heard me, but I said hi.
Oh, George says hi. Say hi. She says hi. Where are you going?
I'm cleaning. Oh, John commented and he said it was about 130,
25. Oh, yeah, 130 foot up, not a flat landing. Oh, I thought you said it was flat.
No, it just, I get hurt, dude. He landed.
Oh, I mean, dude, 130 feet, that's a freaking long ways.
He landed going down a pretty steep downslope, but it smashed, bounced off the skid plate when he landed.
Well, dude, freaking 4-seater, pigs gotta fly. yeah, I'm gonna check that out. I wanna see that.
Yeah, it might be a jump that you'd be into. I mean, at least your cars.
Dude, I wish there was bigger stuff to go hit at Pismo. Just sucks how small it is.
Because there's not big dunes, you mean?
Yeah, just because they keep shrinking it, and it's pretty small, and I don't know, it's just like not.
Dude, your big head.
I agree. What?
Your area.
What was that?
Your big heavy equipment guy. Now you can make some jumps in your area.
Yeah, I just need to find the land. Well, dude, I mean, not heavy equipment. I mean, a skidster's. I need to get on a dozer, dude, and start pushing some stuff. that'll make some booters. There's a lot of cool places I could do it. It's hard to find people that want to go do it as well, or like people that want to join or even put something into it or anything like that, you know. It's always kind of like, oh yeah, that'd be cool. Well, like, hey, you want to go help me with it?
Yeah,
no, you know,
that's what's just so cool about you, the hard work of it.
Freaking try. It's a lot of work.
Lot of work. You have some help there or no?
Some what?
You got some help up there, your homies?
Yeah, I've got a couple friends that help out. And come give me hands, whatever, if I need something. But most of the time, I'm kind of trying to crank away on my own. Not on my own. I like to do as much as I can, but if there's something that I'm struggling with, then I'll ask somebody to help me.
Hey, that dude just commented in case on 1234 says he has your pants and jersey from Bud's Creek.
Wait, I didn't see that. Let me get it.
I don't know what name is, but Kason, what year did you get his pants and jersey? That's sick.
I hope it's signed.
Yeah.
How it come about? I have your pants and jersey from Bud's Creek. That wasn't the mudder, was it? Where they're all freaking mudded out.
Hey, so I was gonna tell you the other day. I went out to Arizona, and I had never been like by Troy Lee or any of those buildings down there.
That, oh, did you go there?
I didn't go inside, but I on my way out. This is sick, dude.
Oh, you didn't go inside though?
No, I want to get out. Now I didn't have time, so I had to go to another meeting. But that, like, dude, even the outside is badass.
Oh yeah, they've been there a long time, right off Rincon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that place looks. I mean, you've probably been there 1,000 times.
Yeah, well, the race shop used to be in the back. So we used to have the full race team in the back, semi, everything you need. And then the race shop was connected to the warehouse. So that was cool because if we ever needed anything, whether it was like a pair of underwear, socks,
yeah, whatever.
Gear, you know, whatever it may be, then we could just go in the back and grab it.
Dude, that is pretty. Where's the race shop at now? Down at an industrial building or something?
It's down, it's KTM now. It was at like a small little industrial complex in Temecula, right next to like Scott's Lawn.
Oh, now Marietta.
Yeah, it's kind of more Marietta, I'd say. But that, I didn't, the shop was cool, but I never really liked where it was. I mean, it was cool for sure, but it was like kind of a pain to park or like the semi or like getting in and out or like doing things like that, which was whatever, which the old OG shop in Corona was cool. Wasn't as nice, but it was a cool spot.
Dude said that you held his sister at a pizza party.
What?
That same dude that said he had form, he said you held my sister at a pizza party. Maybe you held his baby sister or something?
I don't know. At a pizza party. Oh, Bud's Oh, it might have been one of those the pizza party that Lucas Oil's putting those on, I think.
Yeah. His...
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm like, I don't know why I held your sister, man. Well, that's cool. I'm glad he got some of those pants or some jerseys. Not too many of those floating around anymore.
Yeah, that's pretty sick, though. Do you have really laying around?
I hardly have anything. Mainly just stuff that I want to keep, like whether it's my first outdoor win or heat race win or, you know, significant things like that, which I want to have for one day, which it'd be cool to get some replicas made and then I could just maybe give those out or something. That'd be cool. But
I've told you this before times, but like that's one of the things that I think is so rad about what you bring to this stuff is your design, creativity, like the most influence that you bring, like your car, your outfits, your helmet, like it's so much different than what I'm used to. I love it.
Is it? Do you like how this my new stuff looks?
Yeah, dude, I love it. Super cool. I like the light colors. I like the brightness of it. I think it looks awesome.
Yeah, it took me a little while to get used to. I loved it. I mean, I still love it, but it's I mean, there might be some colors that we might change a little bit, but I think Authentic did a great job on designing it. Like, he always kills it. He does such a good job, especially with like my other cars he's done. Like one of my old Turbo S is like one of my favorites. It's like gray and red and black. It's cool looking.
Oh yeah, that was cool. Craig kind of had a car that looked like those same color scheme.
Yeah.
Dang, you.
Sure.
There's a few comments coming in. I got them hanging on my wall. Oh, are you?
Am I going to do Baja? If I have, I don't know. That's it'd be cool. I just don't know. I don't know enough about it yet. I'm still learning everything when it comes to the side by side thing. As far as like how it all works, I wasn't really like. I was brought into it kind of in a weird way, so I'm kind of learning all that. For right now, I'm kind of focusing on short course, more short course type stuff. But I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it. And then King of Hammers for sure this year.
Dude, honestly, I know that you would murder at TexFlex. I hard to drive over there. Like maybe we could copy like Miles Cheek setup or something. You would love that place.
Yeah, but nobody's getting to copy Miles Cheek setup.
Hey, I'll go down there and talk with Chuck. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, I don't have the budget for that either, dude. That's a his car that is seriously the one of the nicest razors, or yeah, Polaris razors I've ever seen.
He does a job, man. The amount of
Yeah.
effort put into their program, but you got to give them respect because they're elevating the game.
Oh yeah, and Miles can drive, dude. He's freaking badass.
Yeah, he. Anyway, I mean, even if you there, you have so much fun. They have some serious senders.
I know it looks cool, but everybody says if you don't have an engine or like a good package, then you're not really doing anything there. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be having fun, but that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to be competitive. I don't want to just go have fun.
Yeah, on that. Well, what do you got going before we hit the road?
So tomorrow I'm gonna go test the RS1 a little bit. I broke the sway bar off the front from the last race. That happened first lap, which I never really realized how much a sway bar helps in the front, but it is a pretty big help.
Massive.
So I broke that off, and I'll probably just put a stock one on for now. And then yeah, then Saturday I'll go in the riverbed in the turbo car.
Dude, that's gonna be fun. Well,
Yeah.
tell Emily said hello and all the puppies and stuff too. I'm glad you're doing good.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm just busy trying to do some more, kind of show people what I'm doing more, a little bit more on Instagram. But I was just like, felt like I was so slammed with everything going on that I just kind of like put everything on the back burner for a little bit because I just needed a break.
Yeah, plus we know you're working your ass off over there, so all that.
Yeah, I'm trying. So, thanks for checking in with me. I appreciate it. And I'll give you a call later this week or something.
Sounds good, dude. Always good checking with you, Jess.
All right, guys. See you.
That's how much progression everybody makes at their racing programs. It's really cool to check in with Jesse because we know he's a super hard worker. Hey, I have two properties in JV for Hammers. Cool. Well, if you guys weren't able to talk with Jesse or anything like that, love all your content. Well, thank you very much, Stoked Strad. Appreciate it. Jesse's awesome, dude. I'm hoping that you guys enjoyed this little Instagram live with Jesse. I'm gonna go get some food. So hit us up. Yeah, check out that unicorn, boy. Woo-wee. Look at those wheels too. She fresh. All right, boys, girls, everybody. Thank you. We'll see you next week.